What would you have in the fireplace to lay the wood on?
Dog irons, I believe they're called.
Okay. And the thing up above the fireplace that you can set?
Mantles.
And if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood could you use to start it with?
Back when I was a kid, they would go to the pine hill and pick up pine knots. There wasn't any pine timber here. They'd go in West Cap. That was the something they did every summer, you know, and maybe get enough to last 2 years. And they'd light that and then pile real dry wood on it.
What did they call those pine knots?
That's all we call them. I don't know. They might have had another name for them. But,
did you ever hear lighter?
Lighter, yeah, lighter. I've heard that, yeah. Lighter. That's a real rich rosin pine. Yeah.
Uh-huh. They call that?
Yeah, I've heard some people call it that.
What would you call a big piece of wood that you could set sort of toward the back of the fireplace?
Back log.
Hmm?
Back log.
Okay, you remember doing that?
Yeah, I do it now.
you still keep with the wood? You like
it? I like it. It's economical and... And I put these blowers in. This is not an old-timey fireplace.
What's the blower?
It's a steel box you buy at Sid Roebuck, any, you know, lumber shed. And it's about 2 inches hollow, steel box behind. And you got little grates in the front. And at the top, they just open. And down at the bottom, they have a fan in there, a little fan. You flip a switch, and it circulates this air around behind the heat and blows it out and runs.
Uh-huh.
Real helpful. And really, last year it helped us from an economic standpoint of the cost of butane and so forth.
Does it stay warm enough for you to sleep at night?
I don't allow heat in my bedroom.
Huh.
we just don't use heat. We have electric blanket. I'd rather have electric blanket any day.
Cold
when
you get up.
Well, we have two butane heaters with thermostats on the wall. And we turn them, you know, where the temperature is not real cold at the moment. We have heat in the house, too. Mm-hmm. You know. I can remember years ago when it was cold when you went to bed because the fireplace or iron heater didn't heat the whole house. And you look. One house we did in, there was cracks in the floor. You could see chickens walking around under the house. Kind of cool, isn't it?
The black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot, however you want to pronounce it.
How do you say that?
I say soot.
What about the stuff you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in a house, the thing that you sit in would be a
chair.
What about something longer than a chair that three or four people could sit on?
A couch.
Any other names for that?
Well, they call them, some of them are love seats. Let me see. I call it a couch. There's other names, I'm sure. Let me see. Davenport, sofa.
What's the difference between those?
Now, don't ask me that. That's out of my line. They all couches to me.
What would you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Closet.
Do you ever hear them call anything else?
Not really.
What about locker?
Yeah, we have a locker in there that we had made in Old Mexico in one bedroom.
How's a locker?
I call it a chest. She called it a locker. Just a chest type with a lid on it. You open it up, there it is.
What other things with drawers in them and all would you have?
Dressers, chest of drawers.